Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1. 1901. The Earl of Westfield swung down from his great grey stallion outside Fox Priory, the Tudor manor house on his country estate, situated deep in the lush meadow lands of the county of Kent. He handed the reins to a waiting groom. "Do check his hind hoof, please, Matthew," the Earl said, trying to brush mud off his breeches. "The shoe feels loose."
"Right away, my lord."
"He moves well, jumps like a stag." The tall, dark-haired man patted the steaming grey neck of his newest acquisition and then reached up to pull his inquisitive ears. Then he turned, reluctant to go indoors to face the problems that he knew awaited him. Galloping across the countryside, jumping streams and hedges in southeast England on this lovely summer morning, he had been free from the cares and worries that surrounded him. 4 months earlier, the Earl's life had been easy and enjoyable. As the Viscount Masterson, he had been in nominal charge of the Westfield estates in Britain. But his stewards and managers were all capable men, and he had often left the day-to-day running of the properties to them, while he enjoyed himself amongst the members of the social world in London. Then had come the tragic news from America that his father had died, and with it came the inheritance of the title, Earl of Westfield, and ownership of the magnificent Unsworth House in Knightsbridge, where he lived when in London, and this superb Tudor mansion, Fox Briary, set in the Weald of Kent. Fox Briary had been closed up for years, and the estate run from the manager's home nearby. As a young man, the then Viscount Masterson had not been close to his parents. He had been 9 years old and at boarding school when his mother died, and had hardly seen his father during the holidays. Then, when he was almost 18, his father had remarried, and with Claudine, his new wife, had travelled out to view the vast swathes of land the family owned in Virginia. He had received occasional letters from his father, but 12 years had passed by before the news reached him that his father and stepmother had both died suddenly from a fever. Everything in the family now belonged to Peter, including guardianship of his half-sister, 10-year-old Lady Anne Westfield. His life had changed dramatically. The lazy days of hunting, fishing, and parties were now in the past. He had opened up Fox Priory, closed for many years, and moved out of London and down to Kent because it seemed a far better place to raise a child. Overnight, it seemed, he had been forced to grow up and become a parent, and he was well aware that, so far, he was not making a very good job of it. Now, reluctantly, he climbed the flight of steps that led to the ancient, nail-studded front door. As he approached it, it was flung open, and a tall, thin, elderly woman, clad in black from her bonnet to her button boots, came rushing towards him.
"Miss Durston, good morning, I trust."
"Good morning, my lord." Miss Durston clutched her large leather bag to her chest and glared at her employer.
"I would hope that your music lesson with Lady Anne went well."
"My lord, sir, I'm sorry, but I fear I can no longer teach your sister. She's too wild."
The Earl shut his eyes for a second and swallowed hard. He had been expecting this, but not for a week or two. Miss Durston was the third music teacher he had employed in as many months. She was his housekeeper's sister, and the Earl was convinced that she would succeed where others had failed.
"Come, Miss Durston, Anne is only a little girl, just 10. Surely you can make allowances."
Miss Durston refused to be moved by his pleas. She indeed needed the money badly to supplement her small income, but she did not think that even one of the blessed saints would have been able to teach the piano to that dreadful child.
"Forgive me, my lord, I have quite made up my mind."
And then she hurried down the steps and almost ran away along the drive. The Earl ran his fingers through his dark hair and grimly made his way indoors.